162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
Listeners have been emailing me about their great experiences when they visited a Tecovas store, the company renowned for upholding timeless traditions and delivering top-notch quality in every pair of cowboy boots. If you haven't experienced their exceptional craftsmanship firsthand, why wait any longer? Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have custom leather branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/zabe.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
Stick to sports.
The stick to sports era is officially over.
And now for something completely different.
Okay. I would say we are now podcasting officially. There you go. All right, boys.
Rolling entry.
Welcome to the Myrtle Beach Golf Trip Podcast. It is myself with Mikey O'Neill and Eric John Gitter.
James still.
James John Jingleheimer Schmidt. Cheers.
It hasn't changed since I left the show.
It hasn't changed since you left the show, but there you go.
Hey, by the way, this bottle was full an hour ago.
All right, so what are we drinking, Mikey?
We're drinking Elijah Craig 18, barreled in December of 2003.
Okay.
And bottled.
Elijah 18. What's the cost of that bottle? Just go straight to the cost.
$249.
I'm going to beat the fucking shit out of everybody outside of here right now.
Yeah, they're
these fucking apes need to leave us alone. God damn it. Hold on a second.
Hold on. Pause the whole thing. Oh, boy. Here.
I don't give a shit what you're doing. Get the fuck away from my van. I will fucking fight all of you. Fuck off. You're not funny. Nobody cares. Goodbye. Fuck Daryl.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is how you clear a crowd.
We'll edit that out at the end of the podcast.
God bless America.
It's better than
Daryl has his shirt is off.
Daryl's shirt is off.
I don't
off,
give
y'all.
A shit. That's why we got shades in the new ZabeCast.
I love this, by the
land
way.
Landjet. Do you like the Landjet?
Oh, this is
glorious. I
love
the Landjet, but here's a question. If somebody would have just yelled at the people in Deer District, would nobody have gotten shot? That's my question.
Here we go. You don't want to get into that now, do you?
Hot right away.
Coming in hot on that. Well, while we're hot
now
on that.
I feel like it's a brothel.
There we go.
All right. Now,
as long
now,
as the band doesn't start rocking, we're good.
Woo! Listen, I'm going to. This is the space I can editorialize.
Yes.
Since I am a resident, at least a part-time resident of downtown Milwaukee.
You pay taxes in Milwaukee.
Occasionally. I rent.
He rents. He doesn't pay taxes.
So I don't pay any taxes?
No.
Mike, get that mic up closer to
your
face.
Some of that rent goes to the city, though, more than likely.
Anyway, so, you know, that fucking shooting happened. It was clearly two gangs.
Shootings.
Two gangs. And I listened to the press conference from, you know, the PD and the mayor. And they're like, well, these two groups, they happen upon each other. And that's when they opened fire.
Yeah. Well.
And we can't say if they're gangs, though. Who the fuck cares? Groups, gangs? Doesn't goddamn matter, and you know goddamn well they're fucking gangs. Why can't you just say two gangs? Because they're like, oh, that would sound bad. That would imply that there's gang activity in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, guess what? There fucking is. It's everywhere. Am I yelling? I'm yelling. Let me have a drink of Elijah Craig.
They did not meet the minimum number of participants to be classified as a gang.
Are you serious about that?
That's 100% serious.
It is?
Yeah.
What, if you watch,
what's the number?
I don't know. 10?
And the video that was
10
on.
10 per side?
And the video.
So, like, with Jews and a mitzvah, you have to have a certain number? I'll ask Andy next time he's on. Yeah. How many does it take to get a mitzvah?
Solly, Scotty, whoever you want to talk to, one of them will give you the
number. That was one thing that drove me a bit crazy.
Yeah.
The second was hearing the mayor say, we need the community to step up. We need parents to step up.
Shot everybody.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. What the fuck do you want me to do? I'm not committing crime. I'm not shooting up downtown. Am I supposed to go take a patrol and see what's going on? What do you mean? I need to step up. Do your fucking job.
Well,
catch the criminals. Hold on, get her. Catch the criminals. Charge them with crimes. Prosecute. Convict. Put them in jail. That's how it works. Don't ask me to step up as part of the community. And yeah, we need parents to step up. If the parents were capable of stepping up, they wouldn't raise people that would shoot into crowds. Okay, I'll hang up and listen while off the air.
Well, maybe the mayor should worry about his own brother.
I didn't know about the mayor's brother.
There's that.
The Mayor Cavalier Johnson has a brother who apparently is in jail.
Yeah.
For having parking tickets?
Potentially may have murdered somebody.
Oh, Jesus God. Well, you can't hold it against his brother. Maybe his brother wants to do good by the city, and maybe he's going to be a great mayor. I don't fucking know. The last Republican mayor in Milwaukee was who?
God.
Mayor Meyer.
What
Henry
year?
Henry Meyer. So,
was he Republican?
He was.
What year? Roughly.
I was growing up.
70s?
84?
Late 70s or 80s, because my mom was friends with his daughter.
And in 80s.
Anyway. But here's the thing. You asked the other day on the air, what is going to keep the Deer District open?
Correct.
It is going to have to be, and Gitter made a good point, like not in December when nobody's there, right?
Yeah.
But
during Bucks games.
During Bucks
games. No, it's not.
But in the summer, like for the playoffs.
So
like,
it's the shoulder season of the Bucks schedule. So beginning of the year when the weather is still nice.
In October.
And the end of the season when we're at right now when it's super nice.
It's going to be
nobody's
like a Super
coming
Bowl.
In January 12th to watch the Bucks play the Clippers.
But nobody's even coming when there's not a Bucks game. There's nothing to do with the Deer's Dirt
other than
watch a Bucks game.
But when they promote it, it's going to have to be like, and you've been to Super Bowls. So if you think about a Super Bowl, right?
You brought it up the other day.
You
rings of security.
The six
blocks. Three blocks. and multiple.
Just to
standing.
What? Just to stand around and watch a Jumbotron outside with a DJ and watch the team and go, yay, yay.
But you can't charge somebody because if you charge somebody to get in for, like, say, whatever, $20, whatever it is.
Yeah.
People are going to hang outside the gates. And they're going to be right next to the person that paid to get in.
Right.
So
I think it's very problematic. It's very problematic. And the shooting happened a block away. Had nothing in theory.
Shootings, not shooting.
Well, but
shooting.
I know. But
there was three.
I know. But here's the thing. It had nothing to do, per se, with the Deer District.
Correct.
But here's the thing. It doesn't matter. What matters is the
Where
Bucks.
It happened.
The matters is the Bucks are inviting people downtown to come watch the game, and there is a presumption of a relative level of safety that is not being met with these incidents that will render most suburbanites and even a lot of people who live downtown to say, I don't need to go there because I don't know if it's safe.
But it's a block from less than two blocks from Water Street, where it is
not safe.
Water Street has gotten bad.
So you can't expect that it's not going to spill a little bit towards Water Street from
it
Pfizer.
It may or may not. The problem is it's all about perception of safety. 100%. And everyone's making their own calculations. You don't have to. Nobody has to go down to the Deer District.
No.
It's an optional thing. And it is predicated on being a safe place to go. And a lot of young people want to go because that's what young people like to do. They stand around and be young and whoop it up in front of a DJ.
My middle daughter. Yeah. My middle daughter, Brooke, was there. And her and two friends. And they're not basketball fans. They just went to be part of the atmosphere. Halftime, she texts me and says, we're leaving. We're going to get ice cream. We're coming home.
Because?
She gets home, and I'm like, how was it? She said, Mike, there was 11. They were supposed to cap at 11,000 people. There was people climbing over fences. It was way over 11,000 people. It was unsafe.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They were.
And it wasn't unsafe because she thought she was going to get somebody's going to pull a gun. It was unsafe because of the amount of people that were pushing and pushing and pushing to watch the game.
Too many opportunities for mayhem.
Yeah. Right. I mean, they said they capped it, air quotes, at 11,000. They did not stop. They just let everybody in.
The shame of it is it was the sensation of 2021. It provided such a great backdrop for all the home games. Yeah. ESPN and their dickhead announcers were like, it's a terrible city. When they came to Milwaukee, they're like, holy shit, this is fun. This is great. They were blown away. And now it looks like I don't know what the future is.
And now Stephen A's it takes probably giving a tiger fist pump because, like, hey, look what I said is right.
Yeah. Of course, screw him. It takes the team being good. You guys have been around long enough to remember when this team couldn't fucking draw 10 people to the outside of the arena if you were given a fistful of free vacations to the Bahamas.
But I also went to games.
Well, just don't go to Sandals Exuma.
When I went to games in the 80s with Moncrief, Lanier, Marcus Johnson, Junior Bridgman, Brian Winters.
That's 80s.
I know, but I'm
talking about the great drought.
I lived through the good, the bad, and the good. It's like, well, Brad lost the Vanilla Gorilla.
Yes.
Oh, yes. There you go. Okay.
All right. Sorry.
So we're here on this. We're here on this golf trip. It's a great trip. Myrtle Beach is something else. Haven't been down here in a long time. Have you guys ever been to Myrtle Beach?
I was here about 20 years ago on a golf trip with about 16 guys. So not as big as a group we have now.
It's the golf capital of the U.S. Number of courses.
The airport was weird. Like we came down the escalator and it said like NFL Hall of Fame Myrtle Beach.
I'm
like,
it said instead of Fighter Town USA,
Golf Capital of the United States,
like in Top Gun where it says Fighter Town USA, it said Golf Town USA.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I mean, there's more golf courses here, I think, per square mile than just about anywhere.
Well, just look where we're at. We're at the resort we're at. There are five golf courses within 1.8 miles of each other.
Now, you guys know in the golf business, Gitter, you being in the golf business as the general manager at X Golf in Mequon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Thank you.
Are you not amazed that all these courses can stay open?
There's a lot of people. There's a lot. I mean, it's a tourist. Courses. I mean, it's no different than Orlando and Disney. It's a tourist place.
Now, you drove
down
here,
right? And we drove past on the way from the airport to where we play golf today, two PGA Superstores within 10 miles of each other.
Right.
Like,
who would be buying their shit down here? Wouldn't they be bringing their shit down here?
They're going to buy golf balls.
Mike Frenzel.
Golf balls when you lose six in the marsh on the front nine at the golf course we played.
Did Frenzel lose six on the front nine?
Probably.
Actually, he got to the 12th hole and he said, I'm done losing my new vices. I'm going to play some garbage balls.
Wait, someone in this van said, I'm playing range balls because I'm saving my good balls
and for the
tournament proper.
And then I handed him $100 today.
Shot 77 with one ball. Funny how that is.
The thing about Myrtle Beach, the golf course, I like the layout.
Golf course is great today.
We played Tidewater Golf Course, built in 1990. I remember it from the marketing materials as being like this high-end place, like, ooh, fancy she Tidewater. I come here and it's Myrtle Beach nice. It's nothing special.
I thought the golf course was great. The greens were meh-ish, meh-minus-ish.
Layout was good.
The greens was great, I thought.
The greens were hard to putt. I will say this. It was a glorious day. Zabe used his 6.4 to his advantage.
He absolutely
did. He collected his $100. No question.
Right on it. 77.
But every time I travel with him,
I play well.
Oh, my God.
I'm hot.
It's like you
He's the
my,
world's
it's like
best putter on vacation.
Did you putt good
no,
today or
did
no?
Did not putt good today. Could have been a lot lower if I had putted well. But anyway.
How many club tosses today?
No club tosses.
Drop
no
club drops.
When it comes to business, though. When it comes to business, do you ever wonder, I'm driving down here to our place, and I'm noticing there is a beach superstore literally every block. In other words, the two-story
towels. Yeah, you get the $5.99 bikini.
Towels, rafts, paddle balls, water coolers, chairs, koozie. The
Wicked every, skippers.
Wickets, every block there's one. And yeah. I'm saying, how is the economics of this work?
Go because to the Dells. You should have been the same
don't
way.
People bring this shit themselves
no.
for the most part to the beach?
You should have been no. on our flight today. So we flew down here. And it was half golfers.
Yeah.
And half people that were looking for a cheap summer, late spring, early summer vacation. Okay.
Okay.
And literally these families are getting on the plane and you could tell they're like, oh well, we're gonna get down there and we're gonna check in.
And we're gonna buy our stuff.
We're gonna buy our stuff.
Okay. But how
pool
is it that
noodles and
did you not
else?
See the sheer number of them? Did you not see every block,
oh, a lot,
boom, boom. Not more than a lot. It was,
and
to me,
up
it's
in glorious neon.
I mean, it's economically unsustainable, but I guess it is because they're all open. Otherwise, some would close. It's crazy. Or somebody owns all of them and they're just dominating by scale. And it's more of a convenience thing. And they're getting all this shit from China and it costs 6 cents each so they can brag about everything under $5.99.
Supply chain problem.
But. Well, I'm not kidding. Go to the Dells. And
right,
there's,
it's the same thing.
Never been to the Dells. Got to go.
Well, this summer we will go. I will take you to a water park with my kids. You can be Uncle
no,
Steve to my
no,
kids.
I'm not
and
going
go down
to a water
all the
park.
Slides
we'll go
with
to
them.
Ishnala.
No, I don't want
to. Oh, yeah, that's a good spot.
We'll you go dinner, in, we play golf. We'll go to Ishnala.
Yeah, there's a lot of good golf up there.
Okay, is there any indoor, is there any outdoor water parks in
yes.
Wisconsin?
Oh.
Outdoor.
Oh, yeah.
The Dells,
oh,
there are.
All the Dells.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought they were all indoor because of the winter.
All the ones that have indoor also have outdoor. So in the summer, it's indoor-outdoor. Yes. So, like, they triple in size come the summer.
So let me ask you this. What is the best part of a trip like this?
Right now.
That's part of it.
Honest to God. Just the three of us shooting the
talking,
shit.
Keeping it real.
Having a bourbon, keeping it real. Oh, and here's the other best part. Is when the rest of, like, other guys on our trip get, like, frustrated about something stupid, and they just throw their hands up in the air, like I did today.
Getter's pointing to you right now.
I just self-admitted it,
what's
asshole.
Getter, what's the best part of a trip
honestly,
like this?
I think it's
not his beard, by the way.
It's the day of travel. Like, last night...
We, yeah.
Me and you and two other guys drove
JB,
down to
yeah.
O'Hare.
Midway.
A Midway.
And, wow. Well, yeah, because it's direct from Midway. Okay.
And we had dinner last night, and we just, I mean, and Matt and I stayed up probably a little later than we needed to.
We went through the four of us, and I only had a little. We stopped
did.
At Benny's.
We stopped at got, Benny's on the way down.
And got par three shots, and then JB bought a bottle of Bourbon Batch 32. And we got to the hotel, and it lasted about 18 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
But I think there were also shots at some point, and then we had dinner, and then we went back to the hotel bar more than one occasion for extra drinks. And just the stories and the laughter. I mean, I laughed so hard yesterday and today on the golf course that I have not laughed that way
so tonight,
in months.
So an example. So tonight... You know, we were at dinner, and we had to run around and get our keys, and we got all in our rooms, and we went over to another room with some friends, and we're all just like, guys, long day, blah, blah, and we flipped on a TV, and Top Gun was on.
Yeah.
And we all start
so
reciting
good.
The lines from Top Gun, and we are laughing.
I feel the need
drinking.
For speed.
10
it was
minutes.
The end.
This thing
it was
is going to be over in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
get
it
on
end.
It. You know, so oh, yeah. It's honestly, it's about the camaraderie, and it's what. The cool thing about your trip, and I appreciate
any trip,
being in,
any
well,
trip,
any trip, but this one especially,
any trip that
we're all on together.
Most
by,
of
the one that we,
you know, we're all at the nuclear core of most of these golf trips,
true,
and with ancillary
but the
people
like yeah. Bonahoom,
oh, good dudes.
But we got guys from Phoenix and Indiana and D.C.
They're all
Wisconsin,
they're all successful guys.
And even at dinner tonight, we went to the place we had dinner, and we were walking out, and Cowboy Mike was walking out. Like, that wasn't planned.
Okay, well, that's going to be a separate topic under friendship.
No, but I'm just
saying. I've got friendship as a topic. I've got getting old as a topic. I think the best thing about these trips is just being on your own with your friends.
Right.
Without supervision, I call it. Without parental supervision. Nothing against our wives or girlfriends. It's not like they henpeck us. And it's not that they're oppressive, but there is a certain freedom that makes you feel like you're a teenager again when you're amongst men and you're organizing yourself and you're just doing it yourself. That's the funnest fucking part.
It's being jackasses with your friends.
That's part of it, too.
That's the huge part of it.
You're, like, when you went to Mesquite this year or this trip, whatever, it's good American clean boy fun.
Yeah, there you go. That's all it is.
And everybody laughs. There's always stories.
It's always the laughter at any
God,
of these golf
it's
trips.
So it's so good.
You always remember the times that you laugh at a shitty shot or a bad joke or or somebody hits a horrible putt and you're like, well, how'd that not go in? Terrible.
Swish.
Let's talk friendship. How many friends have you lost in your life?
Good friends or total friends?
And are we talking like because we choose not to be friends or they choose not to be friends with us? Or
either
death?
Way. So, either way, they chose like you were friends and now no longer.
So you guys both know a guy that was one of my closest friends in the world. I'm not going to say his name.
I remember that.
And 4 years ago, for some reason, it went sideways, like out of the blue. And I've not talked to him in 3.5 years.
Does it bother you?
It only bothers me because I don't know what happened.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me when I'm friends because I get that people change and drift off and what have you.
When most guy friends drift away, is there ever like a big fuck you? Or is it just sort of a smaller one and then you just don't talk to the guy?
Well, to me, this is a big fuck you. Because we played... We played
not
golf,
always, though.
But we played golf together.
No,
we were two man go.
In this case,
We played state events together. I mean, I was the best man at his wedding. And all of a sudden, it's over.
How about a friend who you feel is slipping away? You're not having a falling out. He's slipping away because that guy you just mentioned, Cowboy Mike. I feel like he's slipping away. I feel like Cowboy Mike is Wilson the volleyball.
I think
Castaway.
He fixed it tonight.
And I'm like, Wilson! Mikey is the toast of this trip every year. He is so fun.
You sent the sizzle reel of all time today.
Oh, my God, that was the best.
Yes, and the first tee where he duffs it on the first tee.
That was not a duff.
He missed the ball entirely. The club flew out of his hands.
The ball never moved.
Giant divot flew up. But no, here's the thing. I've told Mikey to his face. I'm like, you're working yourself to death. He now lives in Arizona. He doesn't play golf in Arizona, but he lives there. And he's like, I'm too busy. I'm working all the
time. Is there golf in
Arizona? Apparently they're coming to Sunburn Bowl.
Allegedly. But that's the thing. And I feel like, how do I save him from drifting away, Mikey?
So all the people that were at dinner tonight, it was just total coincidence, right? We happened to be going.
He should have bailed on his girlfriend and those losers he was with.
And
walked back in and sat with us, but he didn't.
But Janice, girlfriend.
Yes, to the star. Lover.
Soon to be wife.
Yes.
They are.
Virtual wife.
All the people that were there tonight, coming to Sunburn Bowl for. And.
Talk.
No.
For a wedding.
Mike and Janice are supposed to be married. In Mexico.
Well, that would help sell us a lot of trips if we bring a lot of random people that don't listen to 97.3 The Game.
Tim, we got 300 coming.
Right, exactly.
All right, next fun topic.
McGowan?
Yeah.
McGowan?
We got to save him. I feel like he's slipping away. There's a number of guys that used to be on this. You know, there's been a number of guys on this trip who were like, whatever happened to Fixie? Whatever happened to Clarkie?
Yeah,
whatever
Malcolm
happened to so-and-so?
Wow.
Well, and the thing is, they drift away. Some people stop playing golf, which is very tragic to me, you know?
You do have, and I was explaining this trip to some friends this week.
Yes.
You know, the Malcolm McLeod Invitational.
So he's only your second one.
You have friends?
I know, but And I explained to them, why is it called the Malcolm McLeod? Yes. So I think you need to give the backstory of the Malcolm McLeod.
You've told this story a million times.
It's such a great story.
Here's the one-minute version. Mike McGowan and Bill Fix were late getting to the Raleigh-Durham airport after the very first one. They barge up to the front of the curbside check-in because they're literally minutes from missing their flight.
McGowan left the car there, right?
It's a whole thing. Bribed the guy to return the rail car. So he ends up swiping his boarding pass off the counter, go through security. They're at the gate. The door's about to close. He looks at his boarding pass and says to Fixie, oh, my God, I think we missed our flight. Fixie's like, what are you talking about? And he sees the boarding pass. It says Malcolm McLeod, not Mike McGowan. And he was like, how the fuck did I get the wrong boarding pass? And then he pats his other pocket and he realizes he has his own boarding pass. He grabbed both of them in the rude haste to get to the plane. And so at that point, they had a moral dilemma.
Pre-9/11,
do they go back? No, post 9/11.
One year after.
2002. And he's like, do we go back and try to find this guy, Malcolm McLeod, and help him get flight? Or do we just get on the goddamn plane? And the answer was, Fixie said he's going to have to take one for the team. He wasn't on our team. He didn't want to take one. Who knows if he ever got home? And I saved the boarding pass, put it in the box, made a trophy out of it.
That's why we are 20 years later.
Okay.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today.
Let's talk about getting old.
Oh, fuck, I'm old. Jesus.
You guys are both old.
54 coming up in a week. How old, Mikey?
I'll be 54 a couple months after you. We're the same. Assbag here is like 38 or some shit.
45, right, coming up? 44?
46. You're 10
years. 46. Right, yeah. So you're 10 years in arrear. When did you start feeling old? What year did you go, fuck, I'm old? 40? 30? 45? 50?
I didn't like 30. Managed my way through my 30s. 40 was no issue, but when they had to replace my knee when I was 51, then I was like, yeah, well, maybe I'm getting old.
Okay. But they replaced your dick, too, so that was good. 2 for 1. It works good.
Did they really?
It was a small surgery at that point.
You know, Miller is 67, but I think he's pretty spry for 67.
He looks great. Amazing.
Yeah, and he's like I'm so stiff.
Although
I'm so
Zabe
old.
Looks great for 88, so we're good.
I mean,
he goes getting old is a bitch, and I go, yeah, but it beats getting dead. Either if you're not getting old, you're getting dead. So thank God you're getting old.
I would be afraid to like just sucker punch Miller.
Oh God, no!
And like, even if I have I had a head start. He would run me down.
You think
he's tough? Oh,
yes. Really? Not 100%.
I don't know, man.
Not only is
he tough.
Tough
as nails.
You know what? You know what would be funny shit as a Fight Club one year? Is to get big boxing mitts, yes. Big headgear,
oh,
and let's see who really has the toughness in when they get punched in the face.
So let's just go do it in the pool and see what happens.
Hey, what's the first rule of Fight Club?
Don't talk about it.
There you go.
You're right, exactly. Yeah. Don't talk about it.
I would not mess with
So let's end on
Captain
this.
Miller.
Let's talk about retirement. Wow, because, goddamn, we're not that far away from it, Mikey. 54.
You two are. Yeah, you two are.
I'm glad you're not.
You're gonna. How long do you gonna work for? Do you think?
67 or 68 is my guess.
And then what are you gonna do? Ideally, God willing.
Oh, honestly, God.
Yeah. What's your dream retirement?
I'm going to cut grass on a golf course to pay for my golf.
No way.
And I'm gonna travel the world.
Nice. You have to speak Spanish.
No, I don't.
Fit in with the crew. Yes, you are.
Espanol.
Yes, you're going to have trust me.
Not a chance.
You'll be the only gringo on that crew.
No, I'll have a whip.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so you do that. All right. Getter, you're too young to even think about retirement because you're not 50
Well,
yet.
My wife retired.
So. Well.
No, your ex-wife retired.
That's a whole different thing. So I'm sitting there in the cart today driving around Tidewater, and there's houses. Along the course, a few.
Man, that house.
A few, not many.
Honest to God.
Wink, wink. I'm just kidding.
Behind the fourth green?
I know, but.
Holy.
I got a question. I know you got a good time. I got a question. Was there too many houses?
It didn't bother me how many there were.
It didn't bother me.
There was a million.
There's so many golf courses here.
For the most part.
There's the only place you can build houses is around the golf course.
Well, all the time we play it. Courses that have houses on them.
Not
Vegas.
This many.
Except
not
JB's club, where you can't pee in the golf course anymore.
Oh, did you hear that story?
Yeah, I know. We won't get into that. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm looking at these houses, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself.
Miller used to own one, by the way.
How about the ones like on the back nine, our front nine today, that had like the terrace
on
the top.
Oh, 17 and 18.
Man, those were cool.
With those piers that went out to the par 5-17.
Okay, but here's the thing. They overlooked the Tidewater Marsh, which is a fancy word for mud and weeds.
Mud and weeds.
But there were boats blowing up and down there.
There was a few areas where there was water and boats were going by, but I wouldn't know if I'd want a view of the marsh. Several houses were right there, and you looked at 20. You'd want to look out at 20-foot weeds.
To your point, so
if your boat is parked there and you can
no. There's no boat. It was all weeds.
Right
off of 18, those houses looked at a literal marsh field of weeds.
100%.
No, but like 17.
No, but I'm talking about
this. No, but on the front on our back, which was the front nine, so we played that little par three with that sliver green where the flag was, and then the next one. It would like
remember
the marsh.
Nobody listening knows the
marsh.
So cut to the chase.
Tidewater 3 and 4. People are listening.
My point is that to the right of the fairway were these gorgeous homes.
Yeah.
And you look out your back deck and you're looking into not only the marsh, but you're looking at all the million-dollar houses across the way where you wish you could be. I'm like,
so you're saying it's
hell?
Not so ideal?
No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's.
I would take any
do you
one
want to live on a
houses?
Golf course?
I do. No, no, I do. I want to live on a golf course 100%.
Really?
But why not? It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love grass.
There's houses near. I love
you got to cut it.
Muskego.
Yeah. Anyway, so I thought of this. I was looking at these houses, and they're nice. And I said to Miller, I go, so. If I retired right now, what would I do? I'm like, well, and I lived in that, and I lived in that house right there.
Okay. Rake some like, bunkers.
He'd be like, you're like, well, you'd play golf and then chill out. And I'm like, all day? That's all I would do every day?
Go for a run.
Okay, and then what? I got another 5 hours of my day left.
What's
I don't know
you
if I'm wired
to run a mile.
I don't know if I'm. Fuck you. I don't know if I'm wired. For that kind of retirement, I think I'd want to cut grass like you, Mikey, or be a ranger at a golf course, or have some real light work, no show, no work, no heavy lifting job, just to do something. I mean,
Reader
God bless
Walmart.
Those who can retire and love to sit on the porch and read the newspaper and take their time and play one round of golf.
Puzzle.
Right, like that's, I can't see myself doing that.
My theory is, you retire, that's fine, right? You've worked your ass off for years. Retire, enjoy it. But if you don't do something even if it's mundane, to keep your brain operational.
Your brain will go.
Right. Yeah, so even if you're cutting grass, right, on a golf course.
That's kind of brainless, to be honest. Unless you're listening to the Zabecast. Well, subscribers get Fridays included, a mere $5 a month. It helps supports and pay for this wonderful van we're in right now. Okay, go ahead.
Still have to pay attention to the stripe.
No, but you're not wrong. I mean, you got to remember, like, when I cut the grass, I'm always listening to a podcast, whether it's yours or whatever. So you work at a golf course, and you – all of a sudden, you listen to a podcast that's about finances or some other.
You learn stuff. Yeah.
You learn stuff.
Yeah. No, I hear
and
you
it
on that.
It keeps your brain.
I hear you on that. And I just don't think. I don't think.
But guys like us.
Yeah.
Guys like us, we can't sit idly by.
No. No, and whenever I think.
Well, Zabe's really good at sitting idly.
No, he's not. He can't. These 45 minutes.
I'm hustling right now.
No, first of all, I'm surprised he doesn't have a seatbelt on to keep him in a seat for 45 minutes.
I mean, his pants are almost off.
Hey.
My zipper is open. You didn't mention that so far. No. I'm missing I'm missing game one of the Western Finals right now. Can we get an update on that
Golden
right now?
Apparently Golden State is just rolling
Golden
right now.
Golden State was rolling.
Oh, they were. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Steph was hot.
Give you a little update here.
Okay. I'm missing game one of the Eastern Conference finals in hockey. Or is it finals or semis? No, it's semis.
Hockey's behind the NBA. 6-2 right now as we're watching this. Oh, Golden State up 104-76 with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Okay, so they're killing them.
Yeah.
Orlando won the NBA lottery.
They did, indeed.
For the fourth time. So they're going to take who with the number one pick?
Penny Hardaway.
No, they're going to take Holmgren from Gonzaga.
Mike Holmgren?
They're going to take Chet Holmgren, the big, skinny white dude? Yep. In an era in which big men, if you can't shoot threes, you're worthless? Like DeAndre Ayton's becoming worthless in Phoenix?
Yeah, but that's all the mock drafts have.
They're not going to take Paolo Banchero? I'd take Banchero first.
I would take
overall.
Gitter, but.
John Mara not happy the Giants are playing Monday Night Football on Rosh Hashanah.
Hey,
let me put a pin in that for Andy next time I'm talking to my Jewish friends. Sally is a pagan Jew. He doesn't give two shits. Scott would know a thing or two.
Can we talk about Keston Hira?
Yeah, what about him?
So, unfortunately, the Brewers go
resurrected from
what? So Brewers are down 4-0 after the first. 4-0 after the first inning today. They get to extra innings, and they go to that stupid California rule crap. So they're down 6-5 in the bottom of the 11th, and they got a runner on second, and Keston Hira hits a 430-yard shot.
Foot shot. He didn't hit the baseball
the center,
1,200
and
feet.
And he walks off the game.
So the story is he's back because he was pretty much missing in action last year.
So Sophia interviewed him,
and
he says, I got my swing back.
Got a bat.
He's back.
Got a bat.
Well, good. Can he teach Yelich how to get his swing back?
Yelich
that'd be really nice.
Balling Yelich right now. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just saying. I know it's early.
Wait.
Are you declaring Yelich back?
Yes.
I have for a month.
Absolutely.
Okay, wow.
He just hit for the cycle last
against the Reds.
For the third time.
I don't care how many times you do it.
I mean, White Dog
even
is back, too.
Even if it's the same team, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Wisconsin sports fans have had major disappointments off big seasons in the last 9 months. What was the worst of the disappointments? Bucks and Celtics this year, Brewers losing to the Braves in the NLDS, Badgers bouncing in the second round at home, or the Packers shitting the bed against the Niners?
Well, it's a Packer game.
Packer by far, right?
Not even close.
Heller put this poll out for us. And he might have thought it was a great poll. 83% was Packers. So anytime I put a poll out in which it's over 70% one answer, I'm like, okay, I didn't think
that's
this through very
poll,
well. That's a bad poll when it's all said and done.
I will say the upcoming Packer team is better than the 2010 team.
We'll see about that.
It's not even close.
Oh, please. You know, you fucking caught up into this. No. These wide receivers are a fucking bag of mysteries. Yes, it does. They got to score, Mike. They couldn't score last year against the Niners with the wide receivers they had before. They have less proven entities now. What makes you think they're going to be scoring? I want to see it first.
I have hopes.
They're better. Defensively on paper, they're sick.
They are better.
But they were already good defensively. So if they're a little bit better defensively, how much does that really matter? We're going to find out. I don't know.
Christian Watson is the truth.
80 years ago today, NBC produced the first live sporting event. in TV history. Do you know what it was?
80 years ago?
80 years ago, NBC produced the first live sporting event. It was a college baseball game between Columbia and Princeton and broadcast on an experimental station called W2XBS. It cost $3,000 to produce and was available in a grand total of 400 homes. Look at the makeshift scaffolding and camera setups.
Yeah, why not?
For the game itself. I use that as a prelude.
Can we?
And then we'll wrap it here.
I gotta ask a question.
Okay.
To wrap.
Okay, Junkie McJunkie.
No, I'm good.
In the middle of a point, but go ahead.
No,
can you hold it?
He was riffing.
Okay. So as a prelude, you see that and you think to yourself, wow, televised sports now drives everything. Mm-hmm. The money involved. Amazon is now in the game. Apple TV Plus.
Look,
they're paying
at the
announcers.
USFL.
I know.
Is like,
it's a TV only league.
On the
they
it's
right,
like,
they don't give
God.
A shit that nobody's in the stands. No. They're like, "We got a TV contract.
We have 300 people here, but we've got
live TV sports
maybe."
Live TV sports getter is the only thing that moves the needle anymore.
100%.
It's the only thing that gets advertisers, gets people to come to the set. Nothing else does.
And sports radio between 6 and
9. Okay, yeah. But my point is, sports television become a monster. And 80 years ago, they're like, well, maybe we could do a live game. Let's try this baseball game.
Yeah.
All right. Now your question, Mike.
I apologize.
That's okay.
PGA weekend
starts today as people listen to this.
Yes.
Can we get a pick for the PGA at Southern Hills?
Xander wins going away.
Xander Schauffele.
He's going to close the deal for the first time ever.
Schauffele. Okay. Getter, your pick.
I have Jordan Spieth completing the career Grand Slam.
Wow,
this week.
Okay.
I mean, he's playing really good.
He is good. He's
right
playing
now.
Very well.
Okay.
And he's putting the lights out, which has been a bugaboo when he's not playing well.
I'm going to take John Rahm. But we have a side bet because the three of us on this golf trip are so gay. And I say that with all admiration.
You and John Rahm.
No disrespect.
I'm sorry, you and McIlroy.
If you swing that way, that's wonderful. We are so gay for three golfers who are actually paired together.
I am a
Rory fanatic.
Yep.
Our guy Shirey is a Spieth fanatic.
And
Daryl
is
a Tiger fanatic.
Tiger fanatic.
And the three of them are playing together.
On Thursday.
We have a $20 bet between the three of us. Low score wins.
You win
and
going
each
away.
Each of our guys.
You win going away.
We'll think, see, well, who knows? We'll see. It's golf.
Tiger won't make the cut.
Spieth win.
Don't be a
wins.
Hater, man.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
He could. He says that leg's getting stronger.
Spieth wins by three.
Okay. I got Rahm, you got Spieth, and you got Xander Schauffele.
I do.
All right, boys. Cheers to friendship, golf trips, and delicious. Elijah Craig, 18. I hope it wasn't too rude to the guys out there. Are they gone now?
I think
now,
they
finally?
Went to the pool.
Okay. So real quick.
Pond.
Real talk. Pool, yeah. Is this van worth keeping or should I sell it?
I mean.
Sweet, right?
Sell it for what? Great.
Who wouldn't want
a better van?
No, just to get out of the van business. Because on the one hand, it's great to do podcasts like this in. On the other hand, it's an expense and it's hard to wash because there's no car washes that fit it. And I'd love to ride in the back, but nobody's ever going to chauffeur me around. Today, with Miller driving me down to Miller Beach, or to Myrtle Beach. I got my only time in the back here watching the TV. It was glorious, but I felt like a dick because it was just me and him. He was up front driving.
So is Mike sitting in Julie Donaldson's seat, or am I?
Yeah, that was Julie. Was
I'm sitting in Carol's seat right now.
Easy, though, because Julie liked the podcast.
I know.
She said nice things
They're
about it.
They're great.
That's big
that
for me
a
because
great, that
was a fun interview, wasn't it?
That was a fantastic.
I wish you could meet Carol. Carol is the best person ever. She is Iowa pure.
I was on Facebook.
Are you really? Cool.
Yeah.
You know who knows Carol very well? Mark Baden, meteorologist at WSN 12. Yeah, the big wet spot. He knew her from Iowa Times back in the day.
So, small world. The next time I come visit you, I will go do yoga. At her studio.
Okay. Well, there you go. Done and done. So. All right, boys. Let's go drink it.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Zig.
. 162 games of baseball a season can feel like a grind to watch, but you can put the excitement back into each and every game
with MyBookie. Run lines, money lines, props galore. Nobody gives you more opportunities to win than MyBookie. Getting started is simple. Deposit $300 and play with $200 instantly. Just use promo code ZABE to claim a MyBookie deposit bonus. Whether you're a diehard fan or a newcomer to the sport, there's never been a better time to join the MyBookie family. Go ahead and sign up today using promo code ZABE to secure your first deposit bonus up to $1,000 with MyBookie. Whatever you put in, they'll meet halfway, all the way up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.